This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4, Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him. Woo!
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1, to Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a late good afternoon to all of you. It is high school baseball. We are online, on the air. There is a lot on the line here today between Rushi and Fort Loramie. If Fort Loramie defeats Rushi, the Redskins take the outright Shelby County Athletic League Championship. Should Rushi win and then beat Anna on Monday, the Rushi Raiders can take the title. Should Rushi win tonight, lose to Anna on Monday, we've got a 3-way tie atop the Shelby County League standings. 10-2. Fort Loramie's won 10 of the last 16 meetings between these two clubs. It should be a fine game. Unlike a month ago, when the chill factor here was 34, we had a temperature and humidity rating of 91 at 3 o'clock here in Rushi. So it's warm. It is great baseball weather. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we will return in just a few minutes to highlight Osgood Bank, a sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the last 9 or 10 years. Osgood now has a presence in Rushi, in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi. And we'll return to hear all about the Osgood growth when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back to the community park in the village of Rushi. It's baseball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com featuring Rushi and Fort Loramie. So much on the line. Shelby County Athletic League Championship at stake. So privileged to be joined by Mandy Ranley from Osgood Bank. She is the project manager for the Osgood Bank expansion in Rushi. Also the branch administrative officer for Osgood Bank, now a new location in Rushi, a soft opening this week, first week of June, a grand opening, Osgood Bank locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now Rushi, as we noted. Mm-hmm. 20 years for you, Mandy, yes, at Osgood Bank. I know you've enjoyed it thoroughly. You work with so many great people. Mm-hmm. who provide such outstanding customer service at Osgood Bank.
Thank you. First of all, Jack, thank you for allowing us to be here. It's great to be out here watching some beautiful weather, seeing the baseball game start for two of our communities, and that's exciting for us to say as we've expanded into Rushi. I am blessed to be at the bank for 20 years. Great mentors that I've worked with throughout my career there who have allowed me to develop into who I am today by showing me the ways of everything with the banking, as well as working very closely with Tony Kaiser as our president and Keith Burkhart as our CEO, having the full support of our board of directors coming into Rushi and expanding into the area has been a blessing, and we're excited to be here.
Why the growth into Rushi? Why the expansion into this village?
I think a big part for us, last October when we found out that the former bank was leaving, we were able to form a good relationship with the village, a number of individuals and business owners, and really develop a strong relationship with them, because we all know that having a bank in the village and in that town helps that cornerstone and allows some growth opportunities. And we found that opportunity to be able to bring the bank back in to a thriving area to both help the support the individuals and businesses and partner with a great community.
What separates Osgood from other banks in the region? I know Osgood is touted as your community bank.
Yes.
And that rings so true with a lot of people here in West Central Ohio. But what distinguishes Osgood from other banks?
You know, a lot. I would say, first of all, our people, our culture, who we are. We're members of the communities, so we want to see it thrive and succeed. When you get down into some of the, you know, details of it, the variety of products and services that we offer to our communities while focusing on the excellent customer service. For example, we're very active with home loans. We handle those a little bit differently. While other banks will generally sell the home loan, we maintain that relationship so that we continue to be the one helping with any questions for the life of the loan. We want you to come back into Osgood Bank. We want you to call us. We want to have that relationship with you. We also have a special construction program for home buyers who are looking to build their dream home, make it a little bit easier to start some of those processes off.
I know there's been a buzz about the youth savings account. It is so popular at Osgood Bank.
It really is. So we do offer a variety of products and services for our customers and businesses, but one thing that we're unique on, the product that which stands out, is a program we designed to partner with our youth savings account. We do a lot of community give back work with our schools to partner with financial education. And when we talk with them, they express the importance of children learning young to save money. Mm-hmm. We listened, so we started a Learn Well program. So when you have a youth savings account with Osgood Bank, at the end of the year, you bring your final grade card in June or July in grades K through 12. We'll give you on the final grade of A or B, $2 for every day, $1 for every B, and that gets directly deposited into your account. So it's an incentive to the kids that working hard pays off.
Had that been in place when I was in school, I don't think I would have qualified.
See how that is? That's okay. We still would have given you some Smarties when you came in.
Hey, what can the Rushi customer base expect from the Osgood Bank branch in Rushi?
I appreciate that question, because what I want to say first and foremost is commitment. We commit to having a regular full-time staff, two customer service representatives, along with our branch manager, Lydia Grillo, and our entire Osgood Bank team. We partner, we pride ourselves on the fact that we might be in Osgood or sit in Fort Laramie, but we go to whichever office. We go to the place of business. We've gone to people's houses if they're comfortable with it to help out, extend our hand to offer that customer service. We're going to be here. We're going to be open, and we're going to be able to service you. Speaking of our branch manager, Lydia Grillo, I just want to share a little bit about her. She has some deep roots in Rushi. Her family's from the Rushi community. Mm-hmm. And after her upcoming wedding in January, she'll be living right down the road in Rushi.
Okay.
Lydia has 4 years of banking experience, which has allowed her opportunities for growth through her hard work and dedication. She's proven herself, not only to us and to the customers and to the teams, but, you know, for herself, too, that she has that ability and she wants to thrive. With being a member of the community herself, she really wants to see that succession, and I know she's going to do a great job leading our team there.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. What does it mean when we say We simplify banking at Osgood mm-hmm. by enabling you to do well and be good. What does that really mean?
So it means a lot to us. I would say that it's probably more of a gentle reminder to ourselves as employees that we want to help our customers do well, and we want to just have that reminder to give back and to be good and do to others as we want done to ourselves. And the third component that we have with that we don't advertise as much is give back. So that's a little bit on the side of us giving through public and private donations, as well as the bank at large, all of us employees having a big volunteer presence in different activities throughout our entire customer base. Internally, we have something a little bit different. We have service standards that we follow and we kind of use as guidelines, which allow us to incorporate things such as communication, development and growth, and unity and teamwork. And it's ways to help ourselves stay committed and carrying the best of these values to our customers, our employees, and communities. So we're always giving the best of what we have.
And extremely convenient forms of banking, too.
Yes.
Digital, online, mm-hmm. on the go, provided by Osgood.
Absolutely. So we are the dedicated community bank that's going to be here with our doors open, ready to serve you in any way that we can. We're going to help you walk through any of the actions that we can through the online banking, walk you through the steps. Most people still want to come in and see us and say hi, but you have some individuals that work hard and want to do their banking at 9 o'clock at night while they're watching ER on TV. So we have mobile deposit banking with our online portfolio. Lots of options for businesses and personal customers to use online resources as well as our in-branch services.
On my to-do list this spring is fix up the house.
Yes.
How can Osgood assist?
That's a great question. So we are fortunate to be in so many communities that are growing by expansions also. Osgood Bank has a great construction program for those looking to build and competitive rates on all your lending needs. It's a great opportunity to reach out to our lending team and find out what product would work best for you to make your summer dreams become a reality.
Mandy, yes. Thank you so much for being a part of our pregame segment here today. Yes. Before Rushi Fort Loramie Baseball, mm-hmm. Mandy Ranley, she is the project manager for the Osgood Bank expansion into Rushi mm-hmm. and the branch administrative officer for Osgood Bank. Now in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and of course, Osgood. Real pleasure. Privilege to have you on board with us.
Jack, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. Beautiful weather, beautiful team, your game going on. I appreciate the opportunity. I would really like to extend an open invitation for everybody to come to our open house,
yes.
which is going to happen on Thursday, June 5th with our ribbon cutting ceremony at noon. Come out for some hot dogs and to meet the team and see the branch, and we're excited to be here in Rushi. Thank you.
Hey, when you said yes, you would come by and join us today. The weather forecast improved immediately by 20 degrees.
See, I am so glad to bring the sunshine with me. Couldn't be happier.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Osgood Bank, a great longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that's second to none. For three straight years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Starting lineups for today's game coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello once again. Hello again, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Rushi. Chuck, thanks for joining us today. You brought us good luck with the weather.
It is a beautiful day. I don't come out until it's 80, so that's why you had to do all those other games yourself. But, yeah, it's a beautiful day. The field looks great. If you're going to see one baseball game this year in high school, this would be the one to watch.
Game after game here at Rushi this spring, the wind was blowing in from the left field corner out of the northeast. And for the first time all season, look at the American flag beyond the right field fence. It's that southwest wind blowing from right to left here at Rushi tonight.
Yeah, you get the ball up in the air towards left field, it's going to carry. It's a beautiful day.
Understand that the Division 7 regional baseball tournament will be played at Cedarville the 4th and 5th of June at Cedarville. I've been wondering, all of us,
have thought about it. It was not posted on the OHSAA site. Bowling Green was in place for the Northwest region. Oberlin College, Northeast, Ohio U, Southeast, Cedarville, Southwest. So we got four colleges and universities as sites for the D7 regional tournament. And let's hope that we've got a couple representatives there from Shelby County. Here are your starting lineups for today's game for visiting Fort Loramie, 13-6 on the year, 10-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Thomas Hoying leads off, senior. He is in left field. Batting second, Sam Gubo, Jr. He's the DH, hitting for center fielder, sophomore Colton Rose. Batting third, Carson Arnold, junior right fielder for Fort Loramie. Dylan Meyer, sophomore catcher in the cleanup spot. Jace Ruenkamp, first baseman, a junior, hits fifth. Batting sixth, pitcher Gabe Hart, senior. We've seen him this year when he's been outstanding. And we called a game between Fort Loramie and Anna at Dayer Park when Gabe could not throw a first pitch strike, and he got knocked around a little bit. But Gabe wants to be on his game here today. Lewis Hart, senior third baseman, bat seventh. Chase Bornhorst, junior shortstop, in the eighth hole. And Lucas Brandewey, sophomore second baseman, hits ninth. For the Rushi Raiders, 12-7 on the season, 9-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, a half game behind Fort Loramie. Vince Borchers, senior center fielder, bats first. Braylon Cordonier is on the bump. He pitches. He is a senior. His opening contribution on the mound this year came last Friday, and he did a very good job. Five innings, struck out eight, gave up three hits, a run to Miller City. Braylon Cordonier pitches today, overcoming the injury to a couple of fingers on the right hand. He pitches for the Raiders. Seb Schulze, senior third baseman, bats third. Cooper Unverfirth, catcher, junior cleanup. Micah Griesup, senior left fielder, hits fifth. Zeb Borchers, shortstop, senior, batting in the sixth spot. Benjamin York, right field senior, is hitting seventh. Michael Voisard is the DH, junior, batting eighth. Quinn Hoying, second baseman, a freshman, bats ninth. Voisard, by the way, hits for Parker Lloyd, freshman, first baseman. Of course, Rushi, the home team, Fort Loramie bats first. It's breezy, wind blowing across the complex from right to left, but it is an absolute terrific night for Shelby County Athletic League Championship Baseball. Thankfully, Chuck, the weather has cooperated for such a big, big game.
Yeah. I mean, at this earlier in the week, this would have been a struggle, but yep. If you're going to have the two best teams playing for a championship, this is the kind of weather you want to play in.
We'll return with our first pitch. It's just around the corner when we come back. Redskins Raiders SCAL title on the line here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, the key building components are details. First time these two teams played, Fort Loramie beat Rushi 5-1. And the deciding play was a bunt with the bases loaded that was thrown away at first base. Three runs scored, and that helped determine the outcome. Fort Loramie won at 5-1. First pitch strikes here today by Cordonier and Hart will also be key. Key building components for today's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Right now, Craig Fissinger on the public address introducing the starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Shelby County Veterans Services at 133 South Ohio in Sydney offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Few clouds overhead at the moment. Plenty of blue sky. A chance of rain only 10%. Don't expect anything till maybe 11 o'clock or midnight this evening. Great night to help decide the Shelby County Athletic League title in baseball. It is Fort Loramie with a mark of 10-1. Rushi at 9-1. Anna is sitting third with two setbacks, as the Redskins and the Raiders are set to get it on. We'll return with our first pitch in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste.
so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Up, these two clubs playing here today in the Shelby County Athletic League have combined for 5 state championships in baseball. In a state tournament sponsored by the OHSAA. Of course, Rushi victorious in 21-22 under head coach Kevin Flippo, who is in year number 11. 7 straight district championships for Rushi, 3 regional titles in a row. Rushi also won the state crown back in the spring of 1971. Fort Loramie, 3 state championships in baseball to its credit in the spring of 07. 2010 and in 2018, that was the current coach's first year. Jeff Sanders on board that season helped lead the Redskins to a state title in 17-18. Fort Loramie Redskins first hitter stepping in. It is Thomas Hoing, 328 on the year. He swings from the right side, feet spread apart. Braylon Cordonier swings into action, and he hits his target, catcher Cooper Unverfirth. First strike, one called. Zeb Schulze up at third. He's at the edge of the grass. Outfield shallow and right for Hoing, pretty deep and left. There's a pitch just missed the outside corner. A ball and strike, 1-1. Cordonier had good stuff, fine control in his initial start of the year last Friday against Miller City. Swing by Hoing, ground ball to second. It is Quinn Hoing for Rushi, a couple steps to his right, gobbles it up and feeds his first baseman for the out. One up, one down. That's what a pitcher likes, Chuck.
Absolutely.
Early outs in the at-bat.
Yeah, hit it on the ground, and you do a good job. You get that first one in your glove, now you don't worry about them going between your legs anymore.
Here's Sammy Gubo, the DH. Takes a pitch low from Braylon Cordonier. Ball 1-1 and nothing. Once again, so many thanks to Osgood Bank, which we highlighted during our pregame segment. Thanks to Osgood so much. Osgood now with expansion into Rushi. Had a previous footprint in Shelby County in Fort Loramie. Location in Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and of course Osgood. Braylon Cordonier throws a pitch in there, and it's called strike two after a hard foul to the right off the bat of the Redskins' second hitters, Sammy Gubo, who's behind 1-2. Strike three called as Cordonier whipped a fastball in there just below the letters on the outside half, and Gubo is caught looking.
Yeah, he didn't think so, but that looked like a pretty good pitch.
Sure did.
You don't want to take it with two strikes. I know that.
No, that was a pitcher's pitch, and I like the comfortable strike zone here at the start of the game. Delivery by Cordonier against Carson Arnold is downstairs for a ball. Arnold, the junior right fielder, swings. It's a high drive into right center field. It sits on the ground for a hit. It's rolling up the gap. Recovered by Vince Borchers in deep right center. He hurries a throw back into the infield. It's a single for Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie. A two-out base knock to right.
Well, that was a shot, and then did a good job of getting there and covering that and keeping it a single instead of a double.
Good recovery by the speedy Borchers out in right center for the Rushi Raiders. Dylan Meyer steps in, sophomore catcher, breaking ball from Cordonier. It's a hook, and Dylan Meyer swings over the top, strike one. Short lead at first for Carson Arnold, who is hitting 447. It's gone up a little bit after that at bat. Bouncing ball to second. It is, or I should say to short. Zeb Borchers charges. Fields on hop number three. Laterals to Quinn Hoying at second. It's a force out. And Fort Loramie's gone in the first inning. Redskins get a hit. Leave a man. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Fort Loramie nothing. Raiders up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And so many thanks to Osgood. Locations in Rushi now, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Lewis Hart is, or I should say Gabe Hart, on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. 3-3 by way of record. He's pitched better than that. He's been a workhorse. 40 innings amassed already by Gabe Hart, the ace of the Fort Loramie pitching staff. 41 strikeouts in those 40 innings, 17 walks, ERA of 2.45. It could very well be a pitcher's duel here today, Chuck.
Well, if you're 2.2, you should be better than 3-3. So, yeah, I think we're going to see some good pitching on both sides.
Vince Borchers, Braylon Cordonier, Zeb Schultze hit 1-2-3 in the order for Rushi. Let's check that Fort Loramie defense for you. Lewis Arts at third, Chase Bornhorst at short, Lucas Brandewey at second, Jace Ruhenkamp, the first baseman, the battery, Gabe Hart on the bump, the catcher Dylan Meyer. And the first pitch of the evening from Hart is a bit low off the plate. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Vince, who's batting about .275 on the year. Left foot stretched in front of the plate. Strike called above the knees, right down the middle. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Even with the bag at third is Lewis Hart for Fort Loramie. Borchers looks at that one low again. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Over the plate, but missed downstairs. Hart's got the sign from catcher Meyer. And Borchers swings, spanks one to center, and it's going to be caught. Vince flew out three times on Tuesday to center field against Marion Local, and he does it again here. A fly ball right into the lap of center fielder Colton Rose for the Redskins.
Normally, I mean, when you're a good hitter like he is, it means your hands are dropping a little bit if you're hitting the ball up in the air like that.
And Vince, with his speed, needs to start getting the ball on the ground.
Exactly.
Here's Cordonier from the left side of the plate. Takes the pitch up and away. Well, we covered the Rushi-Minster game here. Cordonier tape measured a home run to deep right center over the American flag. And then on Tuesday, he ripped one out about 390 over the right field fence to the right of the scoreboard. Here, he drills a line drive right at Lucas Brandewee, the Fort Loramie second baseman. The ball was smacked really hard, right at Brandewee.
Didn't have to move a foot. He just put his hand up, said thank you.
Here's Ebb Schultze. His left foot, his stride foot, way up in front of home plate, and he bunts. It's a good one. And here is Hart off the mound, the pitcher for Fort Loramie. He has it. His late throw to first doesn't get Schultze.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a great bunt down to third baseline. Made the pitcher field it.
I think Chuck McBee could have walked about halfway to third, dropped the ball in the grass, and it would have been about as perfectly placed as that bunt by Schultze.
That was perfect.
It was excellent. Superb bunt dropped down to Schultze. You could tell he was up to something. He had a head start in the batter's box. His left foot was way up at the front line of the box. He came up determined to bunt the ball, and he's aboard. Here is Cooper Unverfirth looking at a pitch upstairs for a ball. Unverfirth hits fourth in this lineup. Catcher for the Raiders. Good season at the plate for Coop. Short lead by Schultze. Stretching is Hart. Long hold. Fouled to the screen. And it's a ball and a strike, 1-1. Unverfirth at 359 by way of batting average. Schultze, who is on at first with that bunt hit. And an infield single Tuesday against Marion Local. And with this hit tonight, he's up over 330. Close play at first. Diving back in, Schultze beats the tag from Ruenkamp. Redskins dug out below, said, hey, he got him. Umpire didn't fall for the bait.
It was close. It was close.
A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the hitter for the Raiders with two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Unverfirth in the box, Hart stretching, looks at first, and now he comes plateward. Breaking ball. Oh, it's a good one. A hook on the outside corner. Buckled Unverfirth, who looked at it for strike two.
He does a nice job. He just takes a little short step, so it's just not giving the guy on first base a chance to get an extra two or three steps.
Yep, that little slide step of the pitcher on the mound slows down the head start from that base runner at first. Pitch upstairs high. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2, two out for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. No score in this game. Each team has had a hit. A single by Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie with two outs in the first. And a two-out bunt hit by Zeb Schultze of Rushi in the bottom of the first inning. Hart delivers, fouled over the screen as Unverfirth spoiled the two-seamer. Still 2-2. We are on the air tomorrow night, weather permitting, from Fort Loramie. Minster Wildcats, Fort Loramie Redskins, annual battle. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:25 tomorrow night. Hart looks at first. Curveball to Unverfirth is struck to left center. Hit very well. Is it up the gap? No! It's caught on the dead run.
Wow.
Splendid play by Thomas Hoying.
Absolutely.
He took a double or triple away from Unverfirth. That would have produced a run had it gone up the alley. The ball was smoked off the bat of Unverfirth. A great running catch in left center by Thomas Hoying of Fort Loramie. We go to the second, no score, Raiders and Redskins on scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First baseman Jace Ruhenkamp steps into the box for Fort Loramie, and he cracks a hard ground ball through the middle of the diamond. It was to the right of Quinn Hoing, second baseman for Rushi. He dashed toward second base, tried to backhand the ball, couldn't. Ripped right through the box. Jace Ruhenkamp, a base hit for the Redskins to start off the top of the second inning. Hit number two for Fort Loramie. Yep, Gabe Hart steps in, pitcher for the Redskins. Let's see if he is bunting. Zeb Schultze, Raiders third baseman, thinks so. Infield in the middle, a double play depth. Cordonier with a speed ball, good velocity up in the strike zone, and Hart cannot catch up to it. He's down a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Gabe. Cordonier looks at first. There's a pitch, yes, outside corner at the letter, strike two. Good placement. Hart hitting about 260 on the year at the plate. Ruhenkamp just singled, has been hot. He's up to 341 on the spring for Fort Loramie by way of batting average. He's got a short lead. Cordonier throws it too tall. Waste pitch, a ball, two strikes, one and two. So many thanks to Production Support, Inc. in Rushi. New sponsor with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Production Support produces over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. Hart pops it up in the middle of the diamond. And it's Zeb Borchers, shortstop for Rushi. And he slides over behind the second base bag to the first base side of second and hauls in the towering infield fly ball off the bat of Gabe Hart. Here's Lewis Hart, senior third baseman for Fort Loramie. 286 batting average for him. Schultze still up at third. Cordonier's breaking ball lifted to right center field. Who's going to get it? Right fielder for Rushi, or is it Vince Borchers? Vince Borchers scampers in right in front of Benjamin York, picks it off in right center. Second out. Either one of them could have caught it. Lazy fly ball off the bat of Lewis Hart. So, after the single by Jace Ruhenkamp, Gabe Hart pops to short. Lewis Hart flies to shallow right center. And here's Chase Bornhorst, now batting for Fort Loramie, the junior shortstop. He looks at a pitch in the dirt for a ball. Ruhenkamp still at first for Fort Loramie. Nothing, nothing game. Top of the second, one on, two out for the Redskins. Cordonier, a lot of heat on that pitch. Foul to the screen, one and one. Production Support Inc. and Rushi providing customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. And we're always looking to expand with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer at Production Support. Ball trickled foul to the backstop, one and two. To inquire, check the website, ProductionSupportInc.com. That's ProductionSupportInc.com. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Here's the one and two pitch, and it is line foul down the right field line, right over the top of the coaching box alongside first base. Count remains one and two on Chase Bornhorst. Ruin camp at first with two out for Fort Loramie, top of the second inning. Outfield straight up, shallow and right. Crease up fairly deep and left for Chase, who checks his swing, and it's a two-seamer on the outside corner right at the hollow of the kneecap. Strike three called. Great placement by Cordonier. Called out looking is Bornhorst. We go to the bottom of the second. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We would like to remind you here on Scores Broadcast that Fox Supply is a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in very large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply in Minster. First pitch is a strike to the Rushi batter starting off the bottom of the second, and it's strike two called. Greaseup looking. Down in the count, nothing and two. Both pitchers pretty sharp. Cordonier for Rushi, Hart for Fort Loramie, both right around the strike zone. Here's a curveball in the dirt. Greaseup cannot hold up, as it was clearly more than a halfway swing. Right arm of the plate up went in the air. Ball rolled away from the Fort Loramie catcher, Meyer. He kept it in front of him and shot a throw to first for the outs.
Yeah, he tried to check two swings and got called strikes on both of them.
Yep. Hart has got Rushi hitters off balance. Cordonier doing the same to Fort Loramie batters. There is a first pitch strike, a blazer from Hart to Zeb Borchers. Right on the outside corner, thigh level, nothing and one. Hart again, curveball. Borchers swings over the top. Missed it by a foot. Big breaker by Hart. Oh, when he gets a first pitch strike and can set you up with the breaking ball, yep. Look out.
That was the pitch that got me out of baseball.
Hart throws, fastball, yipper, strike three, outside corner at the belt. That two-seamer was right on the black. Hart got the call. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second. Cordonier, a couple strikeouts on the mound for Rushi. Hart has got two K's in a row here in the second inning for Fort Loramie. Here's Benjamin York with a three-quarter swing, strike one on him. Hart is throwing darts. He toes the rubber, gets the signal from Meyer. Just off the inside corner, very close, a ball, a strike, one and one. Hart on the hill for Fort Loramie, wanted it. It was just an inch inside. 1-1 delivery. There it is, outside corner, a steam ball from Hart. Right there, it caught the edge, a ball and two strikes, one and two. Is he set up for a curve here, Chuck?
I would think.
Breaking ball, didn't snap it off. Hart motions to his catcher. I can do better than that.
Do it again. Call it again.
Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Two down for Rushi. Bottom of the second, no score. Here is Hart throwing. Ball fisted in the air. Handle hit by York to shortstop. Easy play. Born horse to Fort Loramie. He catches, and the Raiders are gone here in the second. Third inning is next. Nothing, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Lucas Brandewee steps in the box for Fort Loramie. He's ahead in the count 1-0. He looks at a pitch from Braylon Cordonier downstairs and off the plate. 2-0 on Brandewee for Fort Loramie, the number 9 hitter. 257 batting average on the campaign. Hits from the right side. Swings, handle hit, short fly to right. Second baseman gives way to the Rushi right fielder. It is Hoang. And he allows York to come rambling in and spear the ball on the dead run. The wind blew that one back toward the diamond.
Yeah, he was almost on the skin of the infield when he caught that ball.
Back to the top of the order as Brandewee flies to short right as Cordonier jammed Brandewee. Here is Thomas Hoing, breaking ball upstairs. He ducked. The pitch broke over the plate, but it was a little high. The ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Thomas Hoing, one out for Fort Loramie. As Hoing goes golfing and whiffs, strike one, ball one. One down, Redskins, top of the third, no score. Pitch of the plate, chopped toward the Rushi dugout, foul. I'd like to remind you about the Schaefer Market and its gallon of gas give-back program. That's the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. The pumps there at Schaefer Market participate in the 1 gallon of gas give back program. 1 penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a special local organization. So take advantage of that gallon give back program at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. The count goes to 3-2. There's a pitch by Cordonier low and away in the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2 on Thomas Hoing of Fort Loramie. 1 out, top of the third, no score in this game. Winding, pitching, Cordonier. It missed inside at the hips of Hoing, who backed away, took it for ball four, and he's on. And don't forget, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane through the SchaeferOil.com website, SchaeferOil.com. Online bill pay available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Again, through the website, SchaeferOil.com. That's SchaeferOil.com. One strike, the count on Sammy Gubo. Cordon, your quick throw to first, runner back. Third straight inning now that Fort Loramie has had a base runner. A two-out single in the first, leadoff single in the second, one-out walk in the third. Cordon, your pitches, and the ball is nubbed in the air, pool cued, about 10 feet off the ground. It travels down into the glove of Cordon, right on the top of the pitching mound.
Yep.
So Fort Loramie not hitting the ball squarely for the most part. Sammy Gubo out. Ball hit in the air back to Braylon Cordon, who snatched it with one down. The runner at first base, Thomas Hoing, hustled right back to the bag. And here's Carson Arnold, the runner off and running. Here's Unver, first throw to second, late. A steal for Thomas Hoing. Picked a good pitch to go on, as Rushi was perhaps caught off guard a little bit. Cordon didn't throw over there before the first pitch in this at-bat. Arnold took it for strike one, runner in scoring position for Fort Loramie. High fastball, a ball of strike one and one. Thomas Hoing down at second now for Fort Loramie. Zeb Schulze is a step from being on the grass at third. Cordonier, or I should say Zeb Borchers, shades the middle at shortstop. Outfield fairly deep and left. Curveball, Cordonier up and in. Didn't bend it quite enough. Missed inside. Two balls, a strike, two and one. And Carson Arnold, who clubbed a single in the first inning for Fort Loramie. Cordonier trying to get off the hook. He's in a bit of a jam. Runner at second. Here's a bouncing ball by Arnold back up the middle. Hoing and Cordonier, or I should say Hoing and Zeb Borchers, the shortstop, meet behind the second base bag. The ball is not fielded cleanly. Rolls away from the two. The runner, Thomas Hoing, made the wide turn at third, and head coach Jeff Sanders put on the stop sign.
You got Vince Borchers coming in from center field, did a great job of backing that thing up and kept Loramie from scoring a run there.
Heads up play, Vince Borchers' speed assisted. The ground ball was perfectly placed by Carson Arnold.
Yeah, it's right over second base.
It was a three chopper over the top of the glove of pitcher Braylon Cordonier. Smack dab in between Zeb Borchers and Quinn Hoing, shortstop, second baseman Ferrucci. Rolled over the second base bag. The two made contact with each other. First and third for Fort Loramie. Two down, top of the third. Second hit of this game for Carson Arnold. And here's Dylan Meyer. Nothing, nothing game as Fort Loramie tries to break the deadlock. Cordonier looks at the runner at first, peeks over at third. Comes plateward, check swing at the plate, low outside, breaking ball. A ball, no strikes, one and nothing. Hey, don't forget the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is now your new community go-to store. We've gone local. We've got on our shelves what you, the customer, have asked for. There's a ball pulled foul. It was in on the handle, yanked down the third baseline, wide of the bag by 3 or 4 feet. The ball, a strike, one and one. And because Schulze is off the bag and up, if that ball is over the bag at third, Chuck, third baseman cannot make a play.
No, that's probably a double.
Here is the one ball, one strike pitch to Meyer. He hesitates on the swing and lifts a high fly ball to left. It is going to be caught out there by Grishuk. He tracks it backward 2-3 steps. He's got it. That's a Sunfield out there. And with the glasses on, it's hauled in by Greasup. And Fort Loramie's rally is subdued. They leave two. We go to the bottom of the third. Raiders nothing. Redskins nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
There is no score in our game. Bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 0. Fort Loramie nothing. Rushi nothing. Neither team has scored. We've had 3 total hits. 2 by the Redskins and 1 by the Raiders. And at the plate here is Michael Voisard, Jr., DH for Rushi, hitting in the 8th spot in the order. He looks at a pitch from Gabehart down, and it's ball 1, no strikes. There's a pitch delivered high, 2-0 on Voisard. Voisard hits from the left side, stands about to 6'3", feet spread wide apart. It's below the knees, ball 3. 3-0. I think it's Hart's first 3-0 count of this game. Voisard in the box. Looks a pitch over. Hart missed the strike zone for ball 4. How about that? Michael Voisard gets a free pass, a base on balls on 4 pitches. The number 8 hitter in the lineup for Rushi is down at first. Here's Quinn Hoying, left-hand batter. Let's see what's up the sleeve of Rushi head coach Kevin Flippo. Voisard at first. Middle of the diamond for Fort Loramie, double play depth. Lewis Hart charging at third, and bunting through the pitch is the batter, a strike. Throw down to first, stretches Ruinkamp to the right, the first baseman, runner back for Rushi in the person of Voisard. Blue sky overhead now, shadows creeping in from the right side of the complex here at Rushi. Breeze blowing from the right field corner to left. Here's the strike 1 pitch to Quinn Hoying. Long high hold by Hart, who bunts on 1 big bounce back to the Fort Loramie pitcher. He's got it. No play at second. Out at first. The sack bunt good by Quinn Hoying. And the table is set now for the top of the order for the Rushi Raiders. Vince Borchers followed by Braylon Cordonier. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It has gone local. We have found out from you what you want on our shelves. We've responded. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, and more. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, offers hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. I've been there at noon, and it's crowded. It's busy. Very popular, that Market Deli Sub Shop at Schaefer Market. and you like the new station that serves up piping hot coffee and a more varied selection of soft drinks. First pitch to Vince Borchers is bunted foul. No balls, a strike. Runner at second, Voisard. Oh, there's a breaker. Curveball by Hart. It froze Borchers. Yep. He looked it over. Strike two. Hart's curve has been impressive, Chuck.
It has been. I'll tell you what, you can throw a curveball like that, you got people hitting weak grounders.
Nothing and two on Vince. Back now at third is Lewis Hart for Fort Loramie. High hold by Gabe on the mound for the Redskins. Timeout called. Here's the situation. Rushi, Fort Loramie, nothing, nothing. Locked in a 0-0 duel. SCAL baseball title on the line. Here's the two-strike pitch to Vince. Lifted foul right over our heads. Press box above the Loramie dugout alongside first. Nothing and two on Borchers. Rushi's got a man aboard at second base with one away here in the bottom of the third. Left fielder Thomas Hoing for Fort Loramie, extremely deep for Vince Borchers. Right fielder shading the line. Oh, there's a high curveball drilled to right center. Wind holds it up. Center fielder for Fort Loramie catches. Voisard at second, tags. Bluff's going to third and stays parked right there.
Good choice, because I don't think he was going to get there unless there was a bad throw on the relay.
I've got to ask Craig Fissinger if there is a record in the books for consecutive at-bat flyouts to center field, because Vince Borchers now has got five fly balls in a row hit to center spanning two games. I don't think Craig keeps track of such minutia. And would you expect Braylon Cordonnier to be intentionally walked with first base open? Yep, you would, and he is.
Yeah, first base, yep, without a doubt. That's what I would have done.
Braylon's at first now, first and second for Rushi. Here's a swing and a looping liner along the right field line, and it is inches foul off the bat of Zeb Schulze as Chuck McBee holds up a couple of index fingers, and they're about the length of an index finger apart. That's how close it was.
That probably would have scored two.
A looping liner off the bat of Zeb Schulze. Ooh, so close down the right field line. Runners return. Voisard at second. Cordonnier at first. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Zeb Schulze. No one scored in this game. Raiders made a bid to break up the 0-0 deadlock right there. Checking, looking back at second is Gabe Hart, and now we've got timeout at the plate. Schulze steps away. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Stop by today. See all those new items that we talked about. Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Very good pitch by Hart. Knee high, outside corner. Schulze looking at it. Strike two.
He's got really good control of that curveball today.
Well, what does catcher Dylan Meyer select for the pitch to be thrown here by Hart? Is it a breaking ball down? Does he climb the ladder with a fastball? It's a curve, foul to the screen. Still nothing and two in the batter. Two on for Rushi. Two out in the bottom of the third inning. No score in this game. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, locally owned and operated. It is your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market. Runners take their leads. Here's the two-strike pitch to Zeb Schulze. Big hole left side of the diamond. Curveball low and away. Ball one, strike two. One ball, two-strike count. Outfield extremely deep and left. Thomas Hoing is a good 275, 280 from home plate. Right fielder for the Redskins. Shades the line. That's Carson Arnold. He's only about 35, 40 feet off the right field foul line. Here's the pitch to Schulze. A high one. Swung on and missed. As he climbed the ladder, Hart threw it upstairs. Schultze whiffed. Inning over. We go to the fourth. Nothing, nothing. Raiders, Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, it's Jack Kramer from scoresbroadcast.com for the Rushi Inn. Do not search for the best morning breakfast any longer, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6 a.m. at the Rushi Inn and breakfast at 6:30 at the Rushi Inn until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and from 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn is the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Just a reminder, all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab to order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main, the popular inn thing for great food out. The Rushi Inn.
A locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Five convenient locations now. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far at Osgood Bank. Locally owned and operated, a part of the state for over 100 years. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. So do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the first hitter for Fort Loramie as we start the top of the fourth inning. It's a 0-0 game. The count goes to a ball, a strike, one of each on Jace Ruhenkamp, the Fort Loramie first baseman. Ruhenkamp singled hard through the middle of the diamond. First time up here, he smacks a ground ball to Zeb Borchers at short. He roams toward the second base bag, gobbles it up, and fires to the first baseman for the Rushi Raiders. Parker Lloyd snatches a throw from Zeb Borchers, who pitched very well in that 5-4 Rushi setback to Marion Local on Tuesday. Borchers is at that shortstop position tonight. He and Cordonier change spots. And Cordonier, the pitcher, delivers a throw to the plate, a grounder past Braylon. There's Borchers again. He soaks it up onto Parker Lloyd, and two men are retired for Fort Loramie here in the fourth inning. Jace Ruhenkamp and Gabe Hart are out on ground balls, short to first, 6-3 in the scorebook. Two out quickly for Fort Loramie in the top of the fourth, and here's Lewis Hart. Feet spread apart at the plate. Breaking pitch above the belt, middle of the plate, strike called on the batter, Lewis Hart. He flew out to center his first trip. Three hits total in the game, two by Fort Loramie, one by Rushi. Strike two called. Cordonier whipped another one in there. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. And protecting the strike zone is the hitter, Lewis Hart. He spoils that with a little trickler foul off to the right. Nothing and two. Will Cordonier force Hart to chase up top? Or will he throw the curve in the dirt? Oh, it's a high-velocity pitch, nubbed toward first. And a good play by the first baseman, Parker Lloyd, for the Rushi Raiders. He goes 25 feet wide of first to get it, and then shovels to Braylon Cordonier, covering the bag. Inning over. We've completed the top of the fourth. We're moving right along. It's a quick contest. Nothing, nothing. Raiders, Redskins, Shelby County Athletic League. First place on the line on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is 0-0, bottom of the fourth upcoming. Rushi batting. Just three hits in this game. Cordonier and Hart appear to be in full control, Chuck.
Hart's got his curveball going, and Braylon throwing BBs out there. The combination's been fun to watch so far.
I bet Cordonier at times has been every bit of the middle 80s.
Oh, easy. Yeah, he might be upper 80s.
And Hart's mixed in the curve with his fastball. His breaker has been excellent. Gabe Hart back on the mound here now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And it is the cleanup man starting off the frame for Rushi, Cooper Unverfirth, who hit a ball well to left center. His first trip to the plate was out. Thomas Hoing made a superb catch. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Unverfirth. Hart swings into action, and he zips a fastball, a two-seamer on the outside corner, 1-1 count. A few minutes ago, we told you all about Fox Supply in Minster. Been in Minster now for 50 years, Fox Supply. There's a ground ball, big one-hopper, two-hopper to third. Third baseman for Fort Loramie roams to his left. It is Lewis Hart, spears it on the run, nifty play. Chucks a throw to Ruenkamp out at first base. Play goes from 5-3. Chuck, we have seen some solid defensive work by both sides.
We have. I mean, this is the kind of defense, if you're going to win a championship, this is what you got to do. And both teams only given three outs in an inning.
Uh-huh.
That means they're not kicking the ball around.
Exactly. Micah Griesup hits now. He squares to bunt, looks at a pitch too tall. It's above his head. 1-0 counts. Ball, no strikes. Fox Supply in Minster works closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio in contracts with organizations, large organizations, and provides large volumes of supplies of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies and equipment. As more than 1,000 companies benefit from the work of Fox Supply in Minster. There's a strike called after a ball was thrown, and it's 1-2. 1-2 on the batter, Micah Griesup for Rushi. He struck out in the second inning. No one aboard. Swing, miss, maybe a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. It's strike three.
The shortstop, number seven, senior, Zeb Borchers.
And for Hart on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins, he has now recorded 4 Ks in this contest. Walked one. Here is Zeb Borchers, shortstop for the Raiders. Oh, there's that Hart first pitch curve. Ooh, he snapped it off, and it froze the batter. Strike one.
Well, and I'll tell you what, he can bring it too, so that is quite a combination.
Here's Hart's 0-1 delivery. Borchers cuts over the top. Another bender. Ooh, a lot of bite on that pitch.
Hard to keep that back foot back, which is what you got to keep the weight back, and you tend to step, and then you can't get anything on your swing.
Here's the two-strike pitch by Hart. Fastball upstairs, foul to the screen. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations in the area that helps make our region a great place to live, work, and thrive. Here's the windup by Hart. It's an off-speed delivery, a change. Head Borchers way out in front. Strike three. We go to the fifth. Fort Loramie nothing, Rushi nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It is Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie nothing. Top of the fifth inning, Braylon Cordonnier and Gabe Hart, the two pitchers for these two clubs, the Raiders and Redskins, are throwing strikes. Three hits total in this contest. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Hey, we've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. First batter here for the Redskins in the top of the fifth inning. Lofts a foul to the right side of the complex. It's curling away and out of play beyond the fence. And it is strike one on Chase Bornhorst, shortstop for Fort Loramie. At Cutaway Styling Salon, with 40 years styling, we will style and you'll smile. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Bornhorst takes a ball, missed the outside corner, 1-1. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. There's a ball topped at the plate off the batter's leg. It rolls up the third baseline.
Hit him in the foot, and that hurts.
A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Bornhorst. Plate umpire all over it. Signaled foul ball right away. Hit the batter in the box. Cordonnier has the sign from his catcher, Unverfirth. Breaking pitch, yes.
Yep.
Looked like a cut fastball. Two-seamer had just enough snap on it to zip over the outside corner. Well done. Perfect placement from Cordonnier. Strikeout recorded. Here's Lucas Brandewee. Bornhorst has struck out twice for Fort Loramie. Brandewee was out on a fly ball to right his first trip. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Brandewee. Cordonnier wheels and deals upstairs with the heater, and it's 2-0. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Cordonnier's 2-0 pitch just misses, low and in. 3-0 on Brandewee. Cordonnier hums a strike in there below the letters right down the pipe. 3-1, three balls a strike, 3-1. Cordonier again. Ooh, just a little bit low over the plate, but downstairs. Brandewey walks with one out. The Redskins have a base runner. Here's Thomas Hoing, who's bounced out to second and walked in two trips. Our experience, your style at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm in Fort Loramie. Here's a wild pitch. Runner at first, dashes down to second. As Cordonier uncorked one. Thomas Hoing at the plate. A ball, no strikes. Infield in at the corners. For the batter for Fort Loramie, Thomas Hoing. No score in this game. Top of the fifth inning, nothing, nothing. Cordonier looks at the runner at second, throws to Thomas Hoing. Fouled over our heads, out of play. A ball, a strike, one and one, the count. No runs, a hit, an error for Rushi. No runs, two hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. First meeting of the year won by the Redskins at home, 5-1. Rushi's poor defense that game led to the Redskins' triumph. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. This is the fifth inning of work for Braylon Cordonier, who threw five Friday night in his first stint of the year against Miller City. Be interesting to see how much gas he's got in the tank. Ball bunted foul to the third base side of home plate. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Thomas Hoing. Very good hitter. 328 by way of average for Hoing.
I like Braylon's blue and gold glove. He's going to have to find a green and white one next year when he gets to Marshall.
Yep, he'll go from the Raiders to the Thundering Herd. Wind up the pitch. Hard ground ball left side of the diamond. Schultze lunges to his left. Can't make a play. It is into left, but the runner on second is stopped at third. Catching up with the ball in short left field on the grass behind the shortstop position is Greasup. It's a ground ball single by Thomas Hoing in that 5-6 hole. Left side of the diamond. If Schultze's not up at third, he probably gets a glove on it and makes a play. But because he was in, the grounder snaked through the diamond. Runners at first and third for Rushi. Top of the fifth inning. Only one down. Conference on the mound. Nothing, nothing game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, teaching children healthy financial habits, very important part of their development, and it can have a major impact on their future success, that's for sure. You can help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life from Osgood. Ask about the Learn Well program, which pays for good grades at Osgood. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. In Osgood, Chickasaw, now in Rushi, plus Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. The count, a ball, no strikes on the Fort Loramie batter. Runners at first and third. Count goes to 2-0. Men on the corners. One down for the Redskins. Top of the fifth. Braylon Cordonier continues to throw on the bump for Rushi. Two ball count on Sammy Gubo. Just off the corner. It was close. Pitch was tight. Just missed. Three balls, no strikes on Gubo. Runners at first and third. Cordonier on the rubber. Peaks at first, throws a fastball Center cut in the middle. Strike one. Three balls, a strike. 3-1 on Gubo. Runner on first has not attempted to steal during this at-bat. Pitch by Cordon, your fastball. Oh, he hummed it.
Wow.
Outstanding acceleration on that pitch. Dynamite velocity. Cut on, whiffed by Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. And it's 3-2 as Cordonier tries to come back and get him with a strikeout here. 3-2 pitch by Cordonier to Gubo. Fastball did get him. It was up in the zone. Cordonier had some rise on that speed ball. The fast one got the hitter. Cordonier was down 3-0. Great comeback.
Yes, it was. And I'll tell you what, that was his best fastball of the day.
Two on, two out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the fifth inning, first and third. Here's good hitting Carson Arnold, 450 on the year, swings, it's a line drive, twisting down the right field line, foul, out of play. Arnold made a bid right there to break this 0-0 deadlock. First and third for Fort Loramie, two down, top of the fifth inning. Cordonier re-toes the rubber. He's in his stretch. Runners on the corners for the Redskins. Cordonier to Arnold. Fastball up high, eye level. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Two base hits in this game for Carson. He's got two of the three safe hits in this contest for Fort Loramie. The other by Thomas Hoying in this inning. A walk and a single for the Redskins. Runners at first and third. Another high breaking ball thrown to Arnold. That one didn't have the snap on it. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Cordonier recovering from the injury to fingers in the right hand. Made his first pitching appearance of the season this past Friday night. Started in a game we covered in Scores Broadcast, pitched very well against Miller City. A run, three hits, eight strikeouts in five innings. And here it's two balls, two strikes, a two out, Carson Arnold batting. Go ahead, run at third. Top of the fifth, nothing game. Chuck, you get the feeling that one clutch hit, maybe one boo-boo defensively, will go a long way to deciding a 1-0 or 2-1 ball game.
Well, this is a big out right here because Arnold has been hitting the ball hard.
Wind up by Cordonier. Fastball off the outside corner. That was a 2-2 offering. And it's now full up at 3-2. Two outs, so the runners will be going. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and third, moving on the pitch. It's Cordonier to Arnold. And the runner on first takes off while Cordonier's in his stretch position. Runner heads to second. Braylon calmly steps off the rubber, doesn't throw to second, faked it. He returns to the bump to make the 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, good job by the runner on third of not getting caught up in that.
Cordonier fires to the plate. It bounces away from Underfirth. We may have a play at the plate. Underfirth goes behind home to get it. And the run scores from third. A wild pitch gets him in. A 3-2 wild pitch on ball four.
That was your boo-boo I think you were just talking about right there.
Yeah, there you go. High school baseball is a game of so many little things which add up to a lot.
Well, and in a game like this, it's obvious, unless somebody breaks down here in the next couple innings, this is going to be a low-run game. You don't want to give up much.
But the wild pitch enables Lucas Brandewey to score. Over at third now is Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie. Carson Arnold with the base on balls. Ball four was a wild pitch. He's at first. Cordonier's fastball is a good one, and it's a strike on Dylan Meyer of the Redskins. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins have tallied a run on a wild pitch here in the fifth. There's a breaking pitch grounded to Borchers at short, and he skips off to his left field, running toward the second base bag, touches it for the force out, and the inning is over. But Rushi breaks the tie. We go to the bottom of the fifth, or I should say Fort Loramie breaks the tie. Redskins 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here we go, bottom of inning number five. Fort Loramie has snapped the deadlock. It was zip, zip, heading into the top of the fifth. Redskins plated a run as a result of a wild pitch with a runner on third. Rushi batting in the bottom of the fifth frame. Here's Benjamin York out on a blooper to short, his first trip. He looks at strike one from Hart to Fort Loramie. Hart has been in command. Rushi with one base knock in this game. And that a bunt single by Zeb Schulze. Here's a long, high drive, deep left field off the bat of York. He scalded that one. The left fielder, though, Thomas Hoing, retreats. The wind carries it. Hoing catches it about 10, 15 feet from the fence in straightaway left. York gave that one a ride.
Yep. The wind caught that a little bit, but, yeah, he hit it hard.
York is out on the farthest ball hit in this game so far today. Very deep drive to left. I'll give Thomas Hoing, the left fielder for Fort Loramie, credit. He figured that the big man at the plate, York, could hit the ball deep, so he was playing him fairly deep, even though it was in left. York, a left-hand batter. Good play by Hoing. He's been outstanding defensively.
Yeah, and he's looking right into the sun, so that makes it even a little tougher when a ball's hit right at you.
Yep. Third base, left field, sides of the diamond, Sun Fields here at Rushi tonight. The count of ball, two strikes, one and two, and Michael Voisard, who walked for Rushi in the third. Just off the plate, the 0-2 pitch, or I should say the 1-2 pitch, very close. And it's 2-2 on Voisart. Rushi batting bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Curveball looped down the left field line. It's slicing away and going foul. Landed 4 or 5 feet to the left of the foul stripe down the left field line. It would have been at least a long single, maybe a double for Voisart. But it's 2-2 with one out. Right fielder for Fort Loramie now, instructed to back up a few steps. There's a high fastball whiffed by Voisard. He's out on strikes. Quinn Hoing hits. Freshman, ninth hitter, second baseman for Rushi. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing. Hart has now registered a grand total of 6 Ks in this game. Hurt to Quinn Hoing. Bouncing ball, one big hop to the charging shortstop, Bornhorst. He throws wide of first. Ruhlenkamp grabs it in the air and makes the swipe tag on Hoing, who is retired. We go to the sixth. Rushi won. Fort Loramie nothing. My fault. Fort Loramie won. Rushi nothing. Yeah. Redskins lead the Raiders by a run on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is the sixth inning. It is a close encounter at Community Park in the village of Rushi, home of the Raiders, who trail Fort Loramie 1-0. Braylon Cordon, you're pitching ball one to Jace Ruhlenkamp, first batter for Fort Loramie, who then taps a foul to Jeff Sanders in the third base coaching box. And it is a 1-1 count on Ruhlenkamp of the Redskins. So many thanks to Osgood Bank. Enjoyed having Mandy Ranley from Osgood on during the pregame segment. Osgood Bank with a big footprint now in Shelby County. New location in Rushi, as well as Fort Loramie, of course. Indian Lake, Chickasaw, Osgood for Osgood Bank. The count of ball and two strikes as the hitter Ruhlenkamp fouls out of the mitt of Unverfirth. No one out. Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. Cordon, you're still pitching for Rushi. He fired five against Miller City last Friday. He's down and away with that delivery, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Pitch by Cordon to Ruhlenkamp. Ball scalded on a line, but head high to Vince Borchers in center, and he picks it off. That ball was tattooed by Ruhlenkamp. Oh, yeah. Nothing to show for it, though. He's out. Hart steps in now for the Redskins with one away in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch to Hart is a strike at the knees. That was a good fastball with a lot of life on it. That was way outside. And the count goes to a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 in Gabe Hart, the Fort Loramie pitcher. He is grounded to short and popped to short in his two at-bats. He golfs at one here and misses, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2.
He doesn't look like he's tiring at all on the mound.
My mistake. I've got Gabe and Lewis mixed here in the order. Here's a strike three, gets away from Unverfirth. Oh, what a recovery by Cooper Unverfirth. He made a mad dash back to the cement wall, a good 30, 35 feet behind home plate. Got the wild pitch. It was strike three. And he threw down to Parker Lloyd to nip Lewis Hart at first by an eyelash. He is out, second out, recorded here by the Rushi Raiders in the sixth inning. And now here's Gabe Hart batting, as I mistakenly had Gabe and Lewis switched in the batting order. There was a late lineup change, and it's a ball high to the hitter, Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie, who has thrown an excellent game He shut the Raiders out on one hit through five. Gabe Hart has flown to center and bounced to the mound, and it's now 3-0. Cordonier behind in the count, 3-0. Cordonier pitched 5 on Friday night. This, obviously, his longest stint of the season, making his initial appearance on Friday. Ball 4 way in. One on, 2 out for Fort Loramie. And here's Chase Bornhorst, left-hand batting shortstop. And let's see what head coach Jeff Sanders decides to do. Pinch runner.
Pinch running for Fort Loramie is number 5, sophomore Mason Burning.
Burning is the pinch runner for the Redskins. He is down at first. Mason Berger, I should say, sophomore, pinch running here for Fort Loramie. Runner at first for the Redskins with 2 down in the top of the 6th inning. And the batter for the Fort Loramie Redskins, I believe, is a pinch hitter. Here's the pitch by Cordonier, down low, a ball. 1-0, a ball, no strikes. It is a tight encounter, a close call here at Rushi. 1-0, Redskins, top of the 6th. Here's the pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. I was in error again. There is no pinch hitter. It is Chase Bornhorst batting. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Let's see if that runner on first for Fort Loramie is going. Bornhorst climbed the ladder, couldn't connect. High fastball, a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2, as Cordonier got him to chase one. A ball, 2 strikes. Here's a bouncing ball to second. Quinn Hoying's got it. Oh, he muffed it. Picked it up a second time and threw late to first. The throw rolls away from Parker Lloyd, who then fires down to second. The runner in advance to second turned in the middle of the diamond and got back safely. That is an error. Pitch count for Cordonier at 95. Well, that is an error on the second baseman Hoying for Rushi. Once he fumbled it, Chuck, that throw was going to be too late, even had it been on the money.
Yeah, I think as he was trying to field that, you could see him looking to decide if he was going to second or first with it, and he didn't do what you need to do first, and that's make the play.
Well, Fort Loramie trying to play add-on with an insurance marker here in the top of the 6th. Cordonier fires, yes, a strike above the knees on the outside corner to Lucas Brandewey. 2 on for Fort Loramie, 2 out, top of the 6th. Zeb Schulze up at third. Big gap, left side of the diamond. Pitch to Brandewey, curveball, swung on and missed, strike 2. As Brandewey took a 9-iron golf swing at one, down and in, couldn't locate it. He's behind in the count, nothing and 2. So Bornhorst safe on the error at first. Runner down at second is Gabe Hart, fouled over the screen. Still nothing and 2 on the hitter. 1-0 lead for Fort Loramie, which placed a run on the board in the 5th via a wild pitch. And that was while Carson Arnold was looking at ball 4. Pitch was down in the dirt, got away from Unverfirth. It was ball 4, and the runner on third for Fort Loramie dashed home as Cordonier walks, throws a strike on the outside corner.
Called him out.
Yep, delayed call by the ump. Strike 3. Cordonier whipped a fastball in there to nail Brandewey, who K's. And Cordonier in this game has now totaled, it looks like, 6 strikeouts. Had one in the first couple innings. Another one, 2 more in the 5th, 2 here in the 6th. 1-0. Rushi leads. I'll get it straight. Fort Loramie leads.
They're trying to get Rushi to win.
1-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Redskins on top by a run on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
So many thanks to Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, along with Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Those three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game all season long from August to June. Thanks to those three so much. They've been on the air about 17 or 18 years with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The count, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Vince Borchers for Rushi. Starting off the sixth, he hits a chopper on two bounces to Bornhorst at short for Fort Loramie. He charges, chest high, spears it, and he shoots a throw to Ruin Camp to nail Borchers. Borchers retired after hitting five straight flyouts over a two-game span. That play goes from 6-3 as Gabe Hart on the bump for Fort Loramie continues to be mighty strong. He has thrown a one-hitter, one out, bottom of the sixth for Rushi, and we got a conference on the mound as head coach Jeff Sanders walks to the hill, and we'll take timeout for these messages. 1-0 in favor of the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Salm-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Chuck, I think I know what the meeting of the minds on the pitching mound was all about as head coach Sanders went to the bump to talk to Gabe Hart, who faces Braylon Cordonnier, who with one swing can tie this game in a heartbeat. And he hits a number. A curveball from Hart is rolled in front of the plate. Hart fields, fires to Ruin Camp at first, out by a half step.
I think that's a good call. They thought his foot came up, but I don't think the first baseman's foot ever left the bag.
What a play by the pitcher Hart of Fort Loramie. It could have been gobbled up by his catcher, good friend Dylan Meyer.
Yeah.
But it was Hart who pounced on that ball like a cat.
What an out that was to get Cordonnier out, because he was the real chance for them to tie this game.
And unless Arushi extends this game to extra innings, that's Braylon Cordonnier's probable last at-bat of this game.
Yep.
Two outs for the Raiders. Cordonnier out on the number pitcher to first as Hart really snapped off one heck of a curveball and got Cordonnier to beat it into the ground, and the count is no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Schulze of Rushi with two down here in the bottom of the sixth, and Fort Loramie clinging to the 1-0 lead. The windup by Hart, the pitch to Schulze, curve low and away. How in the world Schulze didn't swing at that? He was tempted. Ooh, boy, Hart has been on with that breaking ball. He's had a lot of bite on that hook all day long. Let's see what he throws on 1-2. Check swing foul to the screen. Still a ball, two strikes on Schulze. Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh will be at the top of the order. Thomas Hoing, Sammy Gubo, Carson Arnold. Redskins hang on to the 1-0 edge. Blue sky, no wind to speak of. Gorgeous night for high school baseball here at the Community Park Complex in the village of Rushi, just south of Rushi High School. Count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hart to Zeb Schulze of Rushi. Swing and a miss, a two-seamer. Schulze cuts through it. Inning over. We go to the seventh. 1-0 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza and Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, now Rushi, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far at Osgood Bank. Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Action on the Rushi softball diamond tonight. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-3, Rushi over Fort Loramie. And the Shelby County Athletic League softball standings, every bit as tight as the baseball standings. Fort Loramie in softball 9-2 coming into league action tonight. Anna Dunn at 9-3. Rushi 8-3 coming into play tonight, leading Fort Loramie 6-3 in the sixth. So a win by Rushi tonight would forge a three-way tie atop the softball standings for the SCAL championship. It would be split three ways. Here is Cordonier working on his 103rd pitch of this game, and it's a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 on Thomas Hoing. Top of the seventh inning, Hoing bats for Fort Loramie, and he fouls to the screen, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Thomas. No one out, none on. Fort Loramie batting, top of the seventh, leading 1-0. Hoing swings, hits a line fly to left center. It hangs up for Vince Borchers. He romps into the gap and spears it while jogging into left center field. Borchers on the catch. One away for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh inning, leading 1-0 in this game.
We used to call that a can of corn. Is that still an expression?
I've heard it used. And I've said it before because I've been around a while.
Well, we both have. So
I've been around a while, so a can of corn is in my phraseology. There's a humpback liner to short. Borchers to his right. His glove's in the dirt, and he catches it nice for the play. Out. Nice play, Zeb Borchers of Rushi. Ball was flared off the bat of the Fort Loramie batter, and it was caught by Zeb Borchers. as he angled in the hole between third and short. Ball was not tagged. Oh, my goodness, here's a line drive, and it's right at Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee in the dugout for the second straight game, or I should say in the press box. Woo! It hit the frame around the window of the press box. Two nights ago, the ball landed in the press box. Woo! A couple of close calls. I had better get my catcher's mask.
Wow.
No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on the Fort Loramie hitter.
That comes out here pretty fast, wouldn't it?
Oh, it does. Batter for the Redskins is Carson Arnold, two down for Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh inning. Redskins are on top, 1-0, having scored the lone run of the game in the fifth on a ball four wild pitch.
He was in the mix for player of the game for Loramie until he tried to kill me.
Verdonier pitches low and away, a ball, 1-2. He had to backpedal a little bit. We had a line drive two nights ago in the Rushi Marion local game, which was fouled into the press box here, and it traveled between the heads of Jack Kramer and engineer Derek Olding and hit the press box door behind us. And the one here tonight hit the frame of the window in front of us, just a foot and a half above our heads. Swing and a miss, strike three, inning over for Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh, and the Redskins need three outs to win the SCAL baseball title. And the Raiders come to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing 1-0 to Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
And thank you, Locale, L-A-C-A-L, for L.A., California. That's where Locale Equipment got its start, moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983, and Locale Equipment in 2006 became the founding partner for scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude owed by Scores Broadcast to Locale. Thank you so much. We would not be on the air today bringing you high school sports without the original support from founding partner Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Locale, thanks so, so much.
Not quite as fanfare-ish, but I moved from California to Ohio in 1983.
Okay.
I'm going to change my name to Locale Chuck.
Did you follow Locale?
Oh, yeah. I just came back because they came back.
Or did Locale follow you? First pitch hitting. It is unreferred for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's a line fly to right center field, and it is caught shoot top high by the Fort Loramie center fielder. It almost fell in the gap.
Yeah, it was close, and I'll tell you, the right fielder wasn't going to get there, so that was a nice play by the center fielder.
Oh, the wind played havoc with it. Outstanding effort by Colton Rose. He may have saved the game right there for Fort Loramie. He dashed into right center as the wind, there is very little of it, but it did manage to swerve that ball away from the right fielder into the alley, and Colton Rose didn't give up on it. He made the play, and his glove, Chuck, I think was in the top of the grass in right center field.
Yeah, it looked like it was right about his ankle.
The count is nothing in two on Rushi's next hitter. It is Micah Greasup, as Unverfirth made a bid for at least a single, perhaps a two-bagger. Robbed by Colton Rose, one out, 0-2 pitch by Hart. Is drilled hard, a liner up the middle, into center, through the box. A base hit, a one-out single by Greasup. Greasup with a single through the middle of the diamond. He's at first for Rushi with one down in the bottom of the seventh in Fort Loramie leading 1-0. A run, 3 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. No runs, 2 hits, 2 miscues for Rushi. And it was a wild pitch which produced the run. Infielder at third for the Redskins in the grass. New hitter is Zeb Borchers, who looks at a strike letter high on the outside corner. Hart on the mound for Fort Loramie. He's given up 2 hits. That's it in this game. That was the second one allowed. Runner at first takes the lead several feet. Throw over here. He gets back. Runner, Greasup. Good wheels, long strides. 6'2 and a half, 6'3, inches off the bag, inches a little more. 0-1 pitch by Hart. He's in the stretch. Ooh. A belated swing at the plate by Borchers. Strike two.
Nice curveball.
That has been the money pitch for Hart in this game tonight. His curve has snapped sharply. Excellent bite all evening long. Good downward action. Let's see if he comes back with it. Throw to first. Runner is there in time. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2 on Borchers of Rushi. 1 out, runner at first. Bottom of the 7th, Fort Loramie in front, 1-0. Hart looks at first. Here is the 2-strike pitch to the plate. It's a low outside pitch, missed. Reaching for it, Borchers couldn't locate it. Out on strikes. What a beautifully pitched game by Hart of Fort Loramie. He recorded 2 strikeouts in the 2nd, 1 more in the 3rd, a couple in the 4th, another in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 1 here in the 7th. And batting from the left side, it's Benjamin York. Rushi down to his last out. Runner at first with a lead. Runner not going. Pitch to York, high and away. A ball and no strikes, 1-0. York tattooed the ball to deep left his last time up. Thomas Hoying made a brilliant play about 15 feet from the fence to haul it down. Runner leading at first base for Rushi. Hart with a high hold. And York takes a late cut and fouls over the Rushi dugout at third. It's a ball, a strike, 2 outs. Bottom of the 7th, Rushi batting down a run to Fort Loramie, 1-0. Redskins try to take the SCAL baseball title outright. Lone loss in the league to this point for Fort Loramie to Anna, 12-2 at Day Air Park, a game we covered in Scores Broadcast. Fort Loramie then went to Anna later and beat the Rockets 4-3. And Fort Loramie beat Rushi in the first match between these two, 5-1 at the Redskins Diamond. 1-1 pitch to York with 2 out. Is the runner going? Hart, long hold. York missed it. Hefty cut, strike two. 1-2 on York. A ball and 2 strikes. Infield for Fort Loramie retreats a couple steps. Especially Hart at third on that side of the diamond. Bornhorst a step from the grass at very deep short. Right fielder deep on the left-hand batting York. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Game on the line. It is strike three called. Thigh level on the inside corner. A 2-seamer by Hart was a beauty. Outstanding strike three pitch to close out the game. And Fort Loramie has earned the SCAL championship, besting Rushi twice. 1-0 here today and 5-1 earlier in the campaign at Fort Loramie. Congratulations to the Redskins in a beautifully well-pitched game here today at Rushi. 3 hits for Fort Loramie, 2 for Rushi. Raiders made 2 errors. Only run in this game came in the top of the 5th by Fort Loramie, and it scored on a wild pitch and a walk.
Yep, that's a tough way to lose a game. Yep. But
a runner at third, a wild pitch on a ball 4 advanced him home, and that decides this contest. 1-0 in favor of the Redskins. Will these two meet again? It could happen in a D7 regional contest. And we understand, based on information received here at the Rushi Complex tonight, OHSAA and Cedarville University have gotten together, and Cedarville hosts the D7 Regional Baseball Tournament on the 4th and 5th of June. 1-0 Redskins. Outpitched just by a hair, the Rushi Raiders here tonight, 1-0. And you could see, Chuck, in the first inning or two, the way this game was shaping up.
Yep.
We called it. In fact, we even said in the second inning, this looks like a 1-0, maybe 2-1. But it could be a 1-0 final, and that's what it was.
Well, and games like this do come down, like you said, usually to just one team making a critical error in that pass ball, that wild pitch that he threw that gave him the run. I mean, that's the difference in the ball game. He pitched a great game and probably deserved better.
I'm going to check here in the press box to see if we have a final on the softball tilt. I'm wondering, as we scramble on our phones, Rushi led Fort Loramie 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Redskins had one at bat remaining, and if Rushi hangs on to win that softball game, we've got a three-way tie in the SCAL at the top in softball.
Yeah, the field's empty, so
it's over, 6-3, Rushi victorious, and unless I stand corrected here in the press box, Fort Loramie, Anna, Rushi all wind up 9-3 in the softball standings at the end of the season in the SCAL. They split the title three ways, but the Fort Loramie baseball team says none of that. Redskins take care of business here tonight and win the championship in baseball outright.
Gabe Hart was just amazing.
Yep, Gabe Hart was sensational. He pitched a beauty. Outright championship here tonight earned by the Fort Loramie Redskins. I bet you didn't know the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. In the village of Rushi is O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main. For experienced machinists and other entry-level spots, contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Congrats to the Fort Loramie Redskins. It's photo op time down below us here on the right side of the diamond as Fort Loramie wins the SCAL championship with a mark of 11-1, only defeated the hands of Anna in a game we covered at the Dragon Stadium, Day Air Park. Anna won that by a final tally of 12-2.
A little sweeter when you win the league championship and you beat your arch rival on their field. That just makes it a little sweeter.
Yep, 5-1 at Fort Loramie. Redskins victorious and 1-0 here, beating Rushi. Spectacularly pitched game by Gabe Hart of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Hey, don't forget A&M Pallet and Rushi, another outstanding sponsor. It established its unique brand way back in 1986 with a single customer. And A&M serves more than 200 businesses today across the Buckeye State. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We'll take a break, return to close out our presentation tonight. It is 1-0 Fort Loramie triumphant to earn the SCAL title as the Redskins beat the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sidney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sidney.
Welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. A 1-0 win Fort Loramie. Gabehart, sensational. Going to be a tall order for whoever pitches tomorrow night for Fort Loramie against Minster, because no way can you match the second night in a row an effort like Gabe Hart gave this evening for the Redskins. He was outstanding.
He was.
All letters, uppercase, outstanding, phenomenal, marvelously pitched game by Hart. He's our star of the game for Fort Loramie. Braylon Gridanier on the bump for Rushi.
Absolutely. I mean, that was we knew, and I didn't even think, we knew we were going to see a well pitched by both, but boy, they were both on. That was an outstanding baseball game.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sidney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sidney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sidney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
One more quick reminder. Your new community go-to store is Schaefer Market. It's got everything you wanted and then some. New products on the shelves: Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, it's your new community go-to store. You told us what you wanted to see on the shelves, and we have delivered at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Baseball tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. First pitch at 5, Minster at Fort Loramie. Don't know who the pitchers will be. It won't be Lewis Magoteau, the ace for Minster. It won't be Gabe Hart, the ace for Fort Loramie. But those two teams play every year late in the campaign. Last season, we covered the game at Minster, and it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I think it wound up 3-2. Hart pitched in that game, I believe, for Fort Loramie. Pitched well. But Minster won it 3-2, and they return to action against each other tomorrow night on the air at 4:25. First pitch at 5, Fort Loramie, Minster tomorrow evening. By way of record now, Fort Loramie is 14-6 on the year. They close out the campaign 11-1 to take the Shelby County Athletic League Championship. And Rushi is now 12-8 as the Raiders have lost two in league play, have one more league contest remaining against Anna on Monday. And to update you, Rushi beat Fort Loramie in softball. And lo and behold, as a result, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna conclude the year all tied for first, sharing the championship in softball in the SCAL three ways.
Yeah, three losses, and then Houston right behind with four. So, I mean, you had four pretty good softball teams in the league.
Yep, sure did. Sure did. Thanks to our great online listenership here tonight. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank, which made our pregame segment.
She was terrific.
Yep, so enjoyable, so informative, so enlightening. Thanks to Mandy Ranley from Osgood Bank. She helped host the first 7-8 minutes of our pregame show here tonight, highlighting Osgood Bank and its new location in Rushi. Now in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Osgood Bank, do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. Thanks to the online listeners. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer telling you, final score for the final time tonight. Fort Loramie takes the SCAL Baseball Championship with a big win over Rushi, 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R. Com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and and air conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.